The federal government says they'll create a new Canadian Renters Bill of Rights, which would require landlords to disclose their property's rental price history to prospective tenants. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was in Vancouver yesterday, where he made the announcement. Take a listen.
We're announcing new protections for renters and new pathways to home ownership. As part of our upcoming budget, we're going to create a Canadian Renters Bill of Rights. It would create a nationwide standard for lease agreements, give renters a clear history of apartment pricing so they can bargain fairly, and make sure they have more agency. We're also going to launch a new legal aid fund that will protect tenants against unfairly rising rents, rent evictions, and bad landlords.
That was Prime Minister Justin Trudeau yesterday. Joining me now to talk a little bit about the new Renters Bill of Rights is David Hutniak, CEO of Landlord BC. David, thank you for joining us.
Hey, hi, Jess.
What do you make of this announcement yesterday from Prime Minister Trudeau?
You know, I'll answer the question this way. You know, they actually have done some really good stuff in terms of pushing out hundreds of millions of dollars for affordable housing across Canada. You know, Sean Fraser has been out there cajoling municipalities and provinces, so they deserve a lot of credit for that. Mm-hmm. And then most recently, you know, the great announcement here in terms of significantly tightening up non-permanent residents entering Canada. Those two things, you know, are going to have a real meaningful impact in terms of the whole rental housing crisis, looking at supply, which is the real issue. The announcement yesterday was, you know, in that context, was kind of not earth-shattering, I guess is the best way to describe it. And I think I'm hearing other stakeholders say similarly, that it was not anything particularly exciting. I don't know the Canadian Renters Bill of Rights, you know, really don't have a lot of detail around it. I can say that, you know, they're going to have to negotiate this with the provinces and territories. I cannot see any province agreeing to a national standardized lease agreement because every province has different tenancy regulations. And, you know, in terms of the disclosure of price history for the unit, you know, we live in a time here where more disclosure is a reality. This is something that, you know, we talked to our members about the fact that increased transparency is just is important and increasingly more important. I don't, you know, see any particular issues with this if it's going to be the information of some value to tenants. That's great. If anything, what it'll do is actually help us, you know, build our business case to say that, you know, in these rent-controlled units, you can now see that a tenant who lived there for 10 years is paying, you know, $500 a month, and in that time, our expenses have gone through the roof and our rents have been capped. So, I mean, I'm not sure that where this is all going. So, you know, a lot of detail is still missing around that piece of it.
So let's do the history issue first in regards to the rental registry, the history for a moment. You're telling me this won't impact the ability for tenants to perhaps demand perhaps lower rent or be in a better position to bargain. What if a tenant were to say, look, you've increased the rent every single year over the last 10 years. I know in this case you haven't been able to for a few years with COVID, but if they were to say, look, you've been raising rent every year by a certain amount, could you not at least negotiate? Would that not help you in regards to having that information to push back a little bit in regards to negotiating with landlords?
Well, I guess in theory, this measure would allow for that. I don't know that it's necessarily, you know, a huge concern. Certainly, the market ultimately determines the price, and you know, if the particular landlord is perhaps not acutely aware of what the market rent is for a similar unit, I suppose that this process, by having this disclosure, would facilitate that sort of a conversation with prospective renters. At the end of the day, you know, that's not necessarily unhealthy. And furthermore, you know, when you look at the demand versus the supply, you know, I don't know that those opportunities are going to, exist in huge numbers necessarily. The fact is, unfortunately, currently, it's still very difficult to find rental housing. So, we don't see this as some big threat to our industry, and this is data that the transparency by providing this data, we don't think is necessarily unhealthy.
The standardized leasing agreement, you feel that there's just no way it's going to get done with so many jurisdictions, different perspectives, different views on landlords and tenants. The federal government just won't be able to do that.
Well, I'll be shocked, put it that way. Certainly, as an association, we do not support that concept, and I just cannot see any of the provinces agreeing to it either. No,
is this window dressing in your mind? All of this is just a sort of political performance art before an election, probably next year, of course.
Well, Chaz, you're asking me to be cynical. Come on, man.
I am. I mean,
here's the thing. Again, as I opened my comments there, I was saying they actually have announced some really good things, mm-hmm. The big ticket items, and this is less so. But by the same token, listen, we're totally fine with the tenant protection fund. We don't begrudge the government deciding to provide that additional support. So that's not a bad thing. The credit history issue that they've identified, we've been advancing the need for rent payment history for basically screening of tenants for years. In fact, some landlords have access to that through service providers who basically with the consent of renters have built some credit rent payment history. But this would actually be a really good thing, if it were more broadly accepted. So, I mean, those two elements of the announcement, I think, have some interesting potential. The Renters' Bill of Rights, the other thing is, renters in Canada and in British Columbia, I would say in particular, have really strong rights through the Residential Tenancy Act. They have human rights protection. They have privacy protections. I mean, we're just really not sure ultimately where they're going with this whole initiative, and what they've announced initially in the context of that Bill of Rights, the standardized tenancy agreement and the disclosure of historical rents for a unit. I guess those are not earth-shattering announcements.
David, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Jos.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.